the family of anti-apartheid activist Ahmed Timol is seeking the answer of questions on why post-TRC prosecutions is not happening. Timol was thrown to his death from the 10th floor of the notorious police headquarters in Johannesburg in 1971. No one has been found guilty of his murder after the main suspect and former security cop Joe Rodriguez died from natural causes while standing trial for his murder. The nephew of Ahmed Timol was at the center of the crusade of finding justice for his uncle, and welcome Imtiaz this afternoon. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, Mufti.
You have written an open letter to ANC President Cyril Ramaphosa on the questions that are still haunting you about the circumstances surrounding your uncle's death. Why the decision to write this letter?
That's correct, Mufti. Look, I mean, my history of 25 years pursuing this matter, from my grandmother testifying at the TRC 1996, you know, where the likes of Joel Rodriguez and his former apartheid era colleagues were all living. They did not apply for amnesty, nor were they subpoenaed, despite the fact that the TRC investigator had interviewed Joel Rodriguez. In 2003, I had written to the National Director of Public Prosecutions, Mr. Bulelani Nuka, to investigate the matter. In 2005, I on my own had located senior security branch interrogators who had interrogated Uncle Ahmed prior to his death. In 2009, I had called for the reopening of the inquest, Mufti. In 2015, I had approached the Foundation for Human Rights for legal assistance, effectively revamping them and the entire docket with investigations I had conducted. And then obviously the reopening of the inquest in 2017 and the subsequent events post the inquest, where Joel Rodriguez had made 19 court appearances without him having his day in court. And more importantly, Mufti, when his legal team had petitioned the Supreme Court of Appeal in Bloemfontein, and prior to that, the full bench of the South Gauteng High Court. They made claims of political interference, secret amnesty deals. On that particular basis, they argued that their client should not be charged. So I thought it's appropriate, Mufti, that apart from following up with all the different actors involved in this particular matter, that the ideal person to approach and to ask for a response would be President Cyril Ramaphosa. And this time as head of the African National Congress, not as the state president of the country, because the state president, the apartheid era victims family group, as well as the TRC commissioners had written to him, Mufti, you know, with absolutely no response. So I thought it's appropriate to write to him as president of the ANC, and more importantly, because he was part of the negotiation process, the negotiated settlement, the transition phase, which led to the inaugural elections in 1994. And lastly, Mufti, President de Klerk and his foundation in June this year issued a press release saying that the TRC matter should not be prosecuted, should not be pursued because of a secret agreement between the ANC and the Nationalist Party at that time. Now, obviously, de Klerk has passed on without providing and elaborating further details, but I thought it's appropriate, Mufti, that President Cyril Ramaphosa, who was head of the ANC negotiations at that time, should respond to this allegation.
Yes. What have been the victories for you since you embarked on your crusade to find justice for your uncle and other family members whose loved ones were killed by anti-apartheid security forces?
Look, Mufti, first and foremost, always, whatever victories have you accomplished obviously comes with a lot of hard work. But I totally believe that, those victories can only be possible because of the will of the Almighty. And for me, I published two books. We've had an exhibition. There have been documentaries. Obviously, unprecedented in democratic South Africa is the reopening of the inquest, which eventually led to the 1972 findings of committing suicide to that of my uncle being murdered as the most significant milestone. And I think this has given impetus to other families as well, that if I could succeed in my efforts in having my uncle's matter reopened, then most certainly they should have exactly the same option of having in their lifetime their matters revisited.
Yes, that is, you know, really encouraging. Last month was the 50th anniversary of your uncle's death, and two ceremonies were held with comrades and friends who gathered at the Roodepoort Cemetery and outside the Johannesburg Central Police Station. You did not attend any of these events. Why is that?
Correct, Mufti. I mean, I feel very clearly that there's nothing to celebrate around the murder of my uncle, because I view this 50 years, and more tragically, those years since the advent of democracy, that they've been filled with lies, secrets, and cover-ups. And I felt it's not morally correct for me to do so. And I think if you then look, Mufti, at the protest and the launch of the publication outside, turned to the Central Police Station, the emphasis on outside, because the South African Police Services refused them permission to host the event inside, despite them making an application to do so and following all the scripts. For me, that Mufti sends a very clear message that those that are sitting in the South African Police Service were clearly saying that you in a democratic South Africa are not in power. And yet the Minister of Justice stands outside the precinct with placards celebrating my uncle's life. I think that is an absolute insult. And for me personally, I think it justifies my decision on not participating in those commemoration events.
Yes, you express your disillusionment with the judicial process and development since Rodrigo was charged in July 2018.
Most certainly, Mufti. I mean, more than 3 years, and his criminal trial did not commence. And I can share with you that there are many that are relieved on either side of the political divide because they were afraid if the Rodriguez criminal trial commenced, there might be explosive new information that might be revealed, which might implicate certain individuals. So from both sides of the political divide, they were relieved that this matter did not proceed, despite my valiant attempts since the inquest in 2017 to ensure that Rodriguez has his day in court.
Imtiaz, why is it important that what is referred to as an informal agreement between the ANC leadership and former operatives of the pre-1994 government is made public? Clarity on why post-TRC prosecutions have not happened under the ANC-led government?
But mostly, like I'm articulating, I mean, you know, there are families across the country post the TRC that have been patiently sitting and waiting. I know during the 2017 inquest, I met Matthew Mabelani. Matthew Mabelani's brother, Lesh. Matthew had also died at John Foster Square Police Station. Police claimed he had committed suicide. And Lesh Mabelani approached Judge Motle, making an urgent appeal to Judge Motle to say, please, my father is elderly. We'd like to see some form of justice for my late brother. And ultimately what transpired is that Lesh and his father both passed on without seeing this particular day in their lifetime where the inquest of Matthew Mabelani was reopened. So this is this is something that is continuing throughout the country. And I, again, with the grace of the Almighty, has given me the courage and the energy and the effort and the resilience to fight this particular matter when many, many others have simply been subdued. They've simply got tired of raising their particular matters and have accepted the fact that nothing will transpire. But I, on the other hand, made a conscious decision when I heard my grandmother testify that I was going to do something about the killing of my uncle. And like I said, with the grace of the Almighty, I've reached this particular stage where I'm now turning to the head of the ANC to say, please enlighten us of what allegedly transpired.
Inshallah, we hope to follow up on this and to get the reaction from that particular open letter. Jazakumullah khair for your time this afternoon on Radio Islam, Dr. Imtiaz.
Most certainly, I'm not a doctor, Mufti, but I appreciate the fact that you have been brave and bold enough like very few other media journalists who are prepared to confront the story, but I truly appreciate it and require your du'as as always.
Ameen. Barakallahu feekum. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.